The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid, the Noted Desperado, by Pat F. Garrett. Foreword by the Editor. A faithful and interesting narrative. This was the terse commendation of itself on the title page of the paperbacked volume, locally printed in Santa Fe in 1882, which nowadays those who know in any way of its existence commonly call Pat Garrett's Life of the Kid. Even 45 years after the event, this description epitomizes the claim the book may have on later readers. Such persons as may prefer fanciless fact to melodramatic fiction when they read about the characters of the epic days of the Old West will turn with zest to this contemporary account of Billy the Kid, the young desperado of the Southwest, who has so mightily caught and held the popular imagination that present-day writers are brisk in producing articles and books to supply the demand for accounts of his deeds. Garrett's books originated as a counteractive to the earlier accounts of the Kid, which from the start displayed a tendency to take on the tone of the penny dreadful. Although Garrett may sometimes err in a point of detail or in an interpretation of a set of circumstances, nevertheless the impression made by his book is that it contains first-hand history, presented simply, vividly, modestly. At any rate, the information in the book coincides in the main with the body of truth regarding the Kid, which has emerged ultimately out of the welter of confused and divided opinion concerning him existing at the time of his death. Garrett was not a man given to exaggeration or misrepresentation, and this is a strong credential for the faithfulness of his account. When Garrett states, as he does in the introduction to the book, that in compiling the material found in it, he has been at pains to learn the true facts about the Kid, this statement may be taken at its face value. Among Garrett's acquaintances, it is generally understood that in the preparation of the book, he availed himself of the assistance of M. A. Upson, generally known in New Mexico as Ash Upson. The latter was a former newspaper man living at the time in Garrett's house and serving him in the capacity of a secretary. Previously, in his migratory career in the territory, Upson had worked for newspapers in Santa Fe and Silver City, and while in both places, had been an inmate of boarding houses kept by Mrs. Antrim, the Kid's mother. Thus, he had known the Kid in his boyhood and could furnish definite details about this period in his life. It must be admitted that some of the earlier incidents are highly colored, but this is probably attributable not so much to distortion of facts as to adopting that floridity of style which a newspaper writer of Upson's type would think needful in order to give a proper literary flavor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?